Our mission is the proclamation of God's great love and salvation to this generation, shining the light of his love across the city and beyond. This is One Love Radio, inspiring, life-changing radio.
Are you buying or selling anything today? Whatever it is, tell your client, always get your receipt. To avoid being cheated, did you know that getting a receipt is your right? And with that receipt, you can reduce your tax liability. Easily detect fraud and losses. Boost your company profile. Easily check and compute your business profits. Easily value your business to access loans and other opportunities. Easily build customer trust in your business and so much more. Ask for your proper receipt every time you buy an item. And also, give a proper receipt every time you sell an item. But what is a receipt? This is a document issued by a seller to a buyer as evidence of a transaction. Generally, a proper receipt should be in duplicate, that is, original for the buyer and a duplicate copy for the seller. A proper receipt must have the words receipt or invoice in a prominent place. The taxpayer identification number, TPIN, of the seller in a visible place. The date the receipt was issued. The name, physical address and telephone contacts of the seller. The name, physical address and telephone contacts of the buyer. The serial number of the invoice. The list of goods or services supplied. The quantity of the goods or services supplied. The selling price per unit and total value. A brief description of the items sold. Always get your receipt to avoid inconveniences like difficulty in record keeping. Failure to prove business transactions leading to increased tax liability and losses. Unfair competition, which may lead to loss of attractive business opportunities. Problems in determining the profits of your business. Fraud, as your clients and employees may easily exploit your business. Estimated assessments, which may not reflect your true business transactions. Always ask for your receipt.
The Evening Main News Bulletin is brought to you by the Information and Communications University, ICU. Delivering an ICT-enabled education with excellence.
From the heart of Lusaka to the rest of the world, this is the One Love Radio News.
Tanan, and thank you for joining us for the news on One Love Radio. To present it, my name is Momba Tailosh. The headlines. Makhebi Zulu vows to empower Zambian youth. Zambia urged to remember 89 minor tragedy. In international news, Trump names Rubio and Tony Blair to founding board of Peace for Gaza. And in sports, Nora summons 38 for WAFCON camp. Now the news in detail. PF presidential aspirant Makhebi Zulu has pledged to prioritize youth empowerment if elected into power in the forthcoming general elections. Council Zulu plans to establish a youth enterprise fund that will provide startup capital and mentorship to support innovative employment and entrepreneurship. Mr. Zulu envisions a Zambia where young people are not merely seen as future leaders but as active creators of today's progress. He emphasized that the youth are the foundation of the nation's future and must be equipped with the tools to shape it. He stated that the government under his leadership will invest in modern vocational institutions, technology and innovation hubs, and youth cooperative enterprises. The opposition Socialist Party says Zambia must draw lessons from the loss of 89 miners in the Mfuliwa disaster of 1970. The General Secretary of the Socialist Party and People's Pact, Cosmas Musumali, records that on 16th January 1970, shift bosses at Mufulira Copper Mine documented abnormal pressure conditions at the 518-meter level. Dr. Msumali explains that this occurred during Zambia's peak rainy season when the skies had been pouring for weeks. He reflected that the logbook entries from that day were a critical warning that tragically went unheeded. Dr. Msumali recounted that 8 months later, on 25th September 1970, nearly 1 million tons of water saturated tailings surged through sinkholes, killing 89 miners. He described how January 1970 brought 249 millimeters of rainfall in 30 days with 90% humidity, saturating the number 3 tailings dam. The Ministry of Tourism has confirmed reports circulating on social media about the sighting of a rhinoceros in the Dambwa residential area of Livingstone, stating that a white rhino named Lewis strayed from Mosotunya National Park on the night of Thursday, 15th January 2026. Preliminary investigations reveal that the animal exited the park after elephants damaged and lowered a section of the perimeter fence, creating an opening into the nearby community. Further assessments established that the rhino's movement was influenced by natural territorial behavior. The park currently hosts two mature male white rhinos that have recently engaged in repeated dominance encounters, resulting in Lewis being driven out of the protected area. The ministry also disclosed that the animal had previously survived a poaching attempt late last year, during which it sustained gunshot and machete wounds, leaving its horn partially damaged and the rhino under heightened stress. Officers from the Department of National Parks and Wildlife conducted the recovery operation to ensure public safety and the well-being of the animal. Labour Minister Brenda Tambatamba says the free education policy has contributed to a decline in child labour, particularly in low-income communities. Ms. Tambatamba explains that the removal of school fees and inclusion of school feeding programs have reduced the number of children working on farms in mining areas and in informal street activities. She notes that child labour has long been linked to poverty, with many children forced into work to supplement household income. Statehouse Chief Communications Specialist Clayson Hamasaka has challenged opposition figures who previously alleged rigging and the existence of ghost polling stations to present their evidence now that the Chawama by-election is done. Mr. Hamasaka says there were prominent individuals who issued sweeping and unfounded accusations against institutions of the state, institutions they sought consciously or otherwise to weaken and undermine. He has reminded that government institutions responsible for elections deserve respect whether the outcome favors one or not, adding that the frivolous claims of rigging erode public confidence and undermine the orderly flow of democracy. He has revealed that President Hage Ndehijilema extended his congratulations to the elected candidate and commended both the ECZ, the law enforcement and the electorate for conducting a peaceful and credible poll. Save the Environment and People's Agency SEPA is saddened by the recent flash floods that have affected 200 households in Mutendere. SEPA CEO Miles Zulumuke has, however, cautioned Zambian citizens living in waterlogged areas as they are highly vulnerable to flash floods, especially in light of the ongoing effects of climate change. Ms. Muke has urged the government to take immediate action and relocate the individuals to safer areas, ensuring that they do not return to these dangerous locations after the rains.
Let the government help them so that they relocate them and that they should not come back to that place. Let us leave 50 plus meters away. That's when we can start some activities. Even that 50 plus meters is risky, especially with the unpredictable rains of climate change. So climate change is a nuisance. And for sure, people will be affected. Some people will lose lives, which we don't want. That's why we are saying, as as SEPA that preparedness is a key to this climate change. The government would have seen that these people are settled along the streams. They could have removed them way back before they are affected. It was even going to be cheaper that way.